This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Noon hour. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. A lot of NFL over the next 45 minutes as the combine workouts get underway today. Keeping an eye on that. Obviously, if anything, you know, if anybody breaks any records or anything, we'll let you know. We'll get to the back page with Bo featuring Abe at 12:40.
If you are, and next Thursday, right? I think our 92.9 The Game night.
That's right, at the Hawks.
At the Hawks game.
Yep.
And one of our highlights last year was that you got a chance to meet Boosie.
I did, yeah.
And there's nothing funnier than following this dude. I saw a video this morning, and it had me crying. He's out at his house fishing, right? And caught this big ass fish. And usually, I'm thinking, why go fishing? You know, you go with fishing clothes on. Mm. Probably got a $20,000 pink sweater on and some probably some limited Jordans on fishing. I cannot love that, man.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, come as you are.
Whatever, I guess. You're comfortable
but
with.
But it is unbelievable. He caught this big ass fish and now he's laying on the ground beside the fish. Just how can you not love Boosie?
He's a very, very interesting character.
Yes, he is.
There's no doubt about that.
He is. And y'all made a connection.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a brief connection.
It was a brief connection.
Yeah, I just said hi to him. You know?
Okay.
Just, you know, game recognizing game kind of thing.
Yeah.
92.9 The Game night, recognizing game kind of thing.
I like that. Met and all that. Okay. Well,
these two guys kind of at the height of their powers.
Well, because you are.
Yeah.
You are.
And but, so is he.
But that was the reason I wanted to say, because we're going to be there. Samson is so excited. Said, are we going to do the same thing? It's like, yeah, we're probably going to be up there with the Hawks fans, with the big faces again, mm-hmm. like we do. Andy's going to be down there with the Family Feud or something.
I don't want to do that.
Family Feud?
No, I just want to do the – I don't want to do anything involving a microphone.
I hear you, dog. Yeah. I hear you. But I'll tell you what I want to do, because yesterday we had a meeting.
I just want to do the big heads.
That's it.
I want to hold up Bob Rathman's head.
Again.
Like last year.
Yes.
And then we did the swag surf, and that was fine. That's all we need to do.
Yeah, but yesterday we had a meeting at 4 o'clock, so obviously our show is done at 2. Can't really go home from where I live at and come back. So decided I'm going to walk around Midtown, find me some grub, get me a cup of brews before the meeting. And I went to this spot, Andy. I got 4 chicken wings, and there was literally 4 chicken wings because it was happy hour. It was appetizer.
Okay.
4 wings, 2 small-ass tacos, 2 beers, $35.
Wow.
Now –
and I bet the beers did the majority of that damage.
They added gratuity to come in. I didn't know that you can do that. You can add a gratuity to the bill. It's like it was a 20% gratuity to dine in.
Just for being there.
Yeah, so I was like, well, hold on. You know me, I don't – usually whenever we go out to dinner, I'll always pay, but I'll give my wife, daughter, the receipt because she loves. She looks at all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at the receipt like, why the hell is this so damn expensive? And I looked at the thing and said, 20%. So I'm like, oh. What the hell, I got to charge 20% to sit down for?
Yeah, so what I don't know is, and I'm sure there's people out there that can tell us, is like, so is that then the tip?
It was yesterday.
Okay.
You know, because it had additional tip. I said it was yesterday.
Because
like,
gratuity
I
always, and tip are the same thing to me.
I always tip.
Sure.
But I rarely ever look at the whole receipt. I just pay. I just like, it was 4 wings, 2 flats and a drum.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 2 flats and a damn drum.
That's only three wings.
Yeah, three flat. No, two flats and two drums.
Okay, good.
So I'm like, hold on.
They got you the good split.
I'm like, hold on. What the hell's going on? $31 for this? So it's happy hour. And so I was at the barbershop there. I asked my man, Jerry. He's like, well, I guess it's a rule. You can say, you can waive the gratuity. You don't have to. You don't have to.
You just have to be paying attention.
Yeah, you have to be paying attention to it.
But then it's like, then what? Then you're like, hey, can you waive this?
Exactly.
And then you kind of look
you
a little
feel
bit.
Real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's expensive.
And I'm not, I don't like, and I know you don't either, I don't like to be like a tip complainer
me
or whatever.
Me neither.
Like, food service is a tough business.
Yes.
Making a living in food service is really hard. Like,
right.
I think, obviously, tip people, especially when you get
should.
Your service, all of that kind
you
of
should.
Stuff. But, like, that's, I don't know. I don't know what to do in that situation.
Because, like, again, I don't ever.
Because you would have never noticed if you
never
wouldn't
noticed
have looked closely.
If I wouldn't have looked, because I would never look close. I was just like, whatever, let's go and get on about my business.
Yeah.
But I was like, hold on. Y'all are charging me 20% to sit down? That's not fair.
I know. That's
wouldn't you want me to come in here?
Right? Wouldn't you? Or maybe you don't. Like, maybe you want me to order.
That could be it, man. But, yeah, I can't hang out down here. It's too much. I went there, then I walked over to this place right here beside our building, prosciutto or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Pretty good spot. They got some prosciutto peppers, $12, not bad.
Okay.
But then the two.
How much was four wings and happy hour?
$5.
All right, that's not bad. Like if you're out, $1 a wing. If I'm out, $1 a wing. You're right. Now, it depends on how good the wings were. Like, was it worth $1.25 a wing?
No.
You know? There's a place over by our house called MTH Pizza that does dollar wing happy hour every day from 4 to 5.
Hell yeah.
But like dollar wings, I mean, I understand it's a different day.
Why do you do it for an hour?
Happy hour used to be quarter wings.
Yes.
Like when I was a kid, we would go to a place and it was 25 cent wings for happy hour. I don't know. At least their wings are big.
Yeah,
like,
but
they have
I'm
big
saying.
Wings. Like, you can't be charging me like special prices on a little ass wing.
I just think they need to reevaluate all the wang stuff, man. Unless it's full. Like with the tip.
Yeah, right.
And all that. That's a wing. These right here are drumettes.
Well, yeah, right. That's one wing cut in half.
Yes.
Now you're getting two wings in one.
But I like the whole thing.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. But you're charging for two wings, but really that's only one
exactly.
wing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get to the bottom of this, boy.
I know, but the chickens are expensive these
days.
They
are. Chicken and damn eggs, man.
We'll get to it.
That's what it is.
Where the eggs come from.
Yeah, chicken,
exactly.
Chicken and damn eggs.
Exactly right.
Yeah, no, but yeah, I will not be hanging out in Midtown anymore, Buck.
It's pretty expensive.
I will take my ass somewhere else.
You know what you should do? Just get a six-pack of Busch Tall Boys and come to the park with us.
I should have did that because you sure did say.
Yeah,
said,
come
no,
on over
you,
to the park.
You want to come to the park with us? They got beer at the park.
You can bring it.
I can bring it.
Now, there's signs that say you're not supposed to, but there was nobody patrolling.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't worry about
there
that.
There was nobody patrolling.
I wouldn't worry about that.
Right,
next time, I'm bringing beer to hang out with my niece and nephew.
Yeah, it was fun. It was free. Let's get to an NFL No Huddle. All right, NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. We mentioned this earlier. Abdul Carter kind of had a little foot injury pop up on his medicals, and so now folks are questioning the severity of it and all that. The report is that doctors are telling him not to get surgery, so why would you?
Exactly. They're telling you not to.
But does this do anything to his number one overall pick status?
I don't think so.
Because he's pretty well thought of as the guy.
Yeah, I don't
in a
think
quarter
it would.
In a quarter I won't say quarterback, I don't know. Like in a draft that's not quarterback strong.
Right.
And he's a very good player. Feels like the number one pick. Still the number one pick?
Yeah. I think so. I think, and that's not saying, I'm going to go still the number one overall player. I'm not going to say overall pick. I don't know where Tennessee goes.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
They need
everything.
I think that, you know, as long as the medicals come back as far as other teams, like when it says don't have surgery, are all the doctors, is this a consensus? Because a lot of times team doctors have different opinions on different injuries.
Right.
And what do the Tennessee Titans – what do their medical staff say as far as the foot? If they're saying it's no need for surgery, it's not going to get worse, then that's fine. But if you have an organization, and I go back to the Titans, whose doctors want to look at it more and more, then that could be the only issue.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's more or less if what doctor said that. And we know how good Drew is. He was my damn agent. Did Drew say that? Did Drew say the doctor said? There was no problem.
Drew said...
Yeah,
this will not be an issue
exactly.
to any team that drafts him.
Exactly. Yeah. Doing his damn job.
He's doing his job.
Doing his damn job.
This is something we talked about. I don't know if it was after the Super Bowl, certainly during the playoffs. It's been a conversation for a while now. The NFL says they are planning to use a virtual measuring system to determine first downs. They're still going to have the chain gang to spot the ball and in case of emergency or if it goes down or whatever. But they're going to institute the virtual measuring system to determine first downs now.
Something to go wrong with this year.
Of course it will. Of course it will.
Something will go wrong with this.
What can you think of in sports that, from a technology standpoint, has been instituted and has just been a 100% success?
None.
Maybe tennis. Maybe the tennis thing.
Oh, because of, you see the line and all that?
It seemed. I don't know. I don't know if
when
it is.
When the ball's
or
out
it
of
isn't.
Bounds or something
but
like
it
that.
It seems like the tennis one's gotten it right. It's a very unique example because there's so many factors that don't come into play in other sports. Like, it's a line that never moves. Mm-hmm. First down moves every play. Or
damn
not
sure
every play, but at least every time you get one.
Where's the ball at?
There's only two guys playing tennis, or girls. They're really far away from where the ball is.
It's a lot of big guys.
There's 22 people out there, and there's one ball, and people are touching it. In tennis, you're never holding the ball, except when you throw it in the air. So it's different. I know everyone wants to say, well, tennis can do it. Yeah, but think about the factors involved.
They're not thinking about that. They're trying to sell it.
In that,
they're trying to sell
I don't know. Just like, so that gets announced yesterday. They're trying out the pitch comm thing, whatever, the challenge balls and strikes in spring training. Max Scherzer had a great line earlier this week. Very, like,
he's real
kind of out there, very philosophical. He said, why can't humans just be judged by humans? I like it.
Max is just collecting checks, man. Living in Canada.
I like that thought from Max, though.
My
thought process on
this.
Day. Oh, yeah.
It's a new
no,
day.
My opinion on this is irrelevant, and I probably shouldn't even say
damn
it.
Day.
But I've changed my stance on technology and sports 180 degrees.
Yeah, man.
I was a challenge everything, review whatever, get it right. It has to be. If you have the technology, use it. Now I'm a don't use any of it. Like, all it does is slow stuff down and make it worse. My opinion.
Hey, do you want to hear about what just if you like insanely rich, what you do? You go to Montana to ski. You go to ski resort.
Yeah, Montana's.
Yes, that Montana's the new Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah, Montana's
like the winter Miami.
Yeah, it's new Miami. Because the rumors are that Tom Brady was trying to recruit Matt Stafford when it surfaced that they bumped into each other at a ski resort in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Now I read more into it. I think both have cribs up there.
Yep.
Again, rich folk stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is that tampering?
I mean, it should be.
Okay. I'm just kidding. Yeah, but even though
does it matter
even though
if it was coincidental?
Even though the Rams are like trying to, even though the Rams are in a situation where, because he was under contract when him and Sean McVay bumped into each other at Cabo.
He's got a history of just
bumping into
folks.
People.
You know what I mean?
He's got a history of bumping into people.
Yeah,
Cabo.
Matt Stafford just happens to bump into people that may want him to play for his
exactly.
team. That's why I'm skeptical of this.
Yeah, me too.
It's like, because isn't that how he ended up with the Rams in the first place?
He just happened to be in Cabo,
and
Sean McVay was there.
What do you know? Let's grab a drink. Fast forward Super Bowl. Okay? And here's the thing, though. Even if it was coincidental, mm-hmm. which it might have been,
uh-huh.
reasonable, isn't it still tampering for him to then go and talk to him?
I don't know. Can him and Tom just sit down?
So I think Tom needs to realize, and this is something that's hard for people that generally get to do whatever they want all the time, is like, now that you're an owner of an NFL team,
mm-hmm.
some of the other stuff that you're used to doing,
right.
you can't do.
But no, so if he's
there's
sitting,
rules
so
that apply to you
hold
that
on,
don't apply to others.
If he's sitting by the fireplace having a Shirley Temple, right? Tom Brady, sitting by having a Shirley Temple.
Sugar-free.
A sugar-free Shirley Temple, right?
And avocado then, Shirley Temple.
And then all of a sudden, Matt Stafford walks by. Hey, Staff, what's up, brother? Hey, Tom, how you doing, man? You want a drink? Yeah, what you having? I'll have a real man's drink. I have a bourbon.
Let me get a beer
or something. Okay. And they just sit there. So how's the family?
Yeah.
That's tampering?
I don't know. I guess probably not.
Well, but the Rams also technically told Stafford he can investigate market value.
Right.
That's a little permission, maybe, question mark?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a different world for him, though. Like, Brady can't even go to practice and talk to these people to get ready for a broadcast because he's a team owner.
Yes.
So, like, I don't know. Like, I could see how they would argue that it was.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, they both rich as hell. Rich people go skiing in Montana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might have to look into that. You've been to Montana?
Lots.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
And have you been when it snows?
No.
Oh.
I've only been, well, probably as a kid,
right.
but I've never been skiing in Montana.
Okay.
But probably been to Montana in the wintertime as a kid. I don't remember. Lately, it's summer.
Okay.
Great state.
The great state of Montana.
A lot of outdoors.
Isn't that where Will Anderson's from? Not Will Anderson. Troy Anderson.
Where he played college.
Yeah, okay.
I think I don't know where he's from.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Hopefully he stays healthy this year. That'd be good. All right, we're going to come back. The NFL's best non-TV events. Is the Combine number one? It's not. But we'll talk about what is after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah.
This is where it all started right here.
Ooh, this just gets you so groovy. Ooh. You've always got to make that noise with it.
Ooh.
It's just such a good era of music where you could make an entire beat out of a squeaking bed frame.
Yes. Like,
ooh.
There's only one thing that can be.
Hell yeah. What it is, oh.
Getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom.
That's it. Yeah. Like, repeatedly.
You how often you get up?
And go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
If I get up, I'm up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if I get up, I'm up.
And then, really? Interesting. Yeah. So like, from the time you go to sleep to the time you wake up, whatever that is, whatever that period of time is, there's no bathroom trips?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
No.
That's a new one for me. Late 30s.
Within the last year for me as well.
Yeah, we know you sit.
I'm getting up now.
What?
Oh, yeah, Abel get in there and pee sitting down in the middle of the night.
Down. Then we got
you told everybody
have you
that?
Not, have you not got the nightlight yet?
Why would I need a nightlight?
Just be a man, stand up. But this morning I woke up at.
We don't forget, Abe.
I woke up at like 1:30. I woke up at 1:30 because I was thirsty. So I got drinks. But I didn't get up. Like, if I get out of bed.
Okay.
Like,
you
if
had
I physically.
Had some water
yeah, bought my water. Took me a swig, went back to sleep.
I was going
to
say, you got up at 1:30 today?
No, if I get out of bed and, like, my feet touch the floor, I'm getting up.
That's it.
I'm just up. Yeah, I'm up.
I'm lucky if there's only one these days.
Damn, really?
Yeah. I guess I drink a lot of water. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think my, 40-year-old bladder, too, I think maybe is what it is. I'm not sure. But this is a new thing. This is over the last 2 years, where never used to wake up in the middle.
It's
of the
only
night.
Once for me,
okay.
But it's somewhere between 2 and 4:30.
Yeah,
really.
Bathroom. And now my wife gets up super early to go to work too, so maybe like she wakes me up when she gets up,
right?
Not on purpose, but you know how it is. We can get up like ninjas. They get up like they're in a marching band, but it's all right. It's no big deal.
Oh, dude. You better believe
fine.
It. You better believe
deal.
It.
Don't have to discuss that.
Yeah, but it very rarely do.
But maybe that's what it is, because that's what's going on.
There's always when we're at home and we're in our bed, she never, I'm always up for her. Mm-hmm. Always up for her. Now, we on freaking vacation, and I've tried to maybe want to sleep in, and them damn blinds.
That's when she's up early.
Yeah. Like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I don't know. I've become a night peer, is all I'm saying. I'm a night peer now, but I do stand when I do it. But that's
but that's what most.
That's just me.
That's what most adult grown men I know do.
All right, so maybe it's not just me.
Yeah.
But I do. All right, so we'll get back into a couple of different NFL things. We will answer this question that Abe had on the sheet as well about the game events, all the TV events that the NFL has that aren't actual games that exist, because that's what's going on right now. They're all up there. They've turned it into a week-long content-creating primetime event to watch dudes work out in underwear. It really is amazing. Like this, I don't know what the most amazing feat that the NFL has. Is it schedule release day? Like, that's insane that that's become a thing now. Like, I don't know. The thing that I give them the most credit, the most nothing thing that they've turned into a big event is, because this is a big deal. Like, these guys do go there and talk to teams.
No,
and
it's
stuff.
The schedule release.
Like, this actually is a thing that needed to happen anyway. I think the schedule release becoming an event may be the credit that the NFL deserves for creating a non-event.
But the thing with it is that Roger and the owners and whatever decision makers at NFL, they know we can't do without it.
Oh, yeah. No,
you know what I mean? So anytime there is, I wouldn't be surprised. Now, I know the coaches would hate the hell for this to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if they start broadcasting damn OTAs.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, they kind of already do. They just do it later.
Later.
Right? Because they do. You know, every team has every team's going to have Hard Knocks eventually. Like,
I think that's the biggest.
That's my prediction in the next 10 years.
The thing is that they want to oversaturate it. Mm-hmm. And they do. And they do a great job of it because we want to see it.
But it's not even – I know what you mean, but it's not oversaturated because we consume it, right?
That's
not too much.
Right.
Because we love it. They keep giving more and we keep being like, yes.
Yeah.
Inject it into me. This is what I want. And until they hit that critical point of nobody wants that much, they're going to keep making more.
But I think, to your point, though, like the event, which is the NFL most, it's definitely the draft.
Yes, that's their baby.
It's the draft.
The first round of the draft.
Yes.
What they do on the weekend is nice too, but the first round of the NFL draft is turned into must-watch
TV. That's their baby.
It's very, very good.
And they're moving it around and everything. I'm so curious what it's going to look like in Green Bay. You know, but yeah, they are moved. That is their one right there. And then obviously,
Combine's great.
Oh, the free agent specials.
They do a great job with the combine.
For the free agent specials and all those other things where you have a 6-hour free agent show mm-hmm. that happens afterwards. So once free agent is over, then you have a 6-hour show mm-hmm. from there and everything. So yeah, I mean, everything about what the NFL is doing is that they're doing it big. The only, I guess you could say, pebble in your shoe was the whole Luka thing this year. Other than that, the NFL ran things.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was a little pebble.
Yeah.
And then
if that's what it takes for another sport to steal the spotlight for a little bit, because it was a little bit. I mean, it was the week between the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl,
yes.
right? So it was like the most down week of the year. There hadn't been any real football played in a minute. And only two teams were getting, I know it's a Super Bowl, but only two teams were getting ready to play that weekend. And then one of the most, if not the most surprising trades in the NBA ever mm-hmm. happens.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to steal the shine.
But it did, though.
It did.
It did the whole week, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did it did the whole week,
and then
man.
The Super Bowl happened, and then it was the most watched Super Bowl of all time.
And then, nobody's watching Super Bowl. Nobody wants to see these two teams again.
Yeah.
I guess it's what Rod, like, that was that's also what the NFL does. No, hell no. Every sport makes people crazy as hell. But that one right there. Oh, this is what Roger wants. It's rigged. You know, and you know how I feel about getting rigged, because I'll be wanting to fight people, especially dudes that played this game, talking about something rigged.
Right, that's got to be the hardest part.
I'd be wanting
right?
to fight them.
Because if it's just me or some guy, you know, who's just out there.
I'd be wanting to fight them dudes.
But if it's a guy who played,
because you're kind of in a situation with me that this game gave you everything that you have. This game, I will fight you about this game, because it gave me everything that I have and my family, and being able to do all the stuff that I've been able to do. I owe that to the NFL. And I owe it to God, too, because it gave me the ability to do it. But I owe that. And for you to have been through that same freaking grind that I went through, to get on a platform and say some dumbass stuff like that, you get kicked in your nuts by everybody that's played.
Yeah, because you just know. Like, you know that it isn't. You played in the games.
Yeah.
I jokingly asked you years ago, like, hey, what's the day of the week where they send the script over for you guys to make sure you go out there and
you
know
that,
all the
you
lines?
Remember that damn look I got
Well, no, but it was obviously a joke. But then everyone started getting into this NBA scripted stuff.
Yes.
And it's like, guys, come on.
Yeah, man.
Like, that's just... Here's my, and I don't know, this is a sidetrack, but it's fine, whatever. It's sidetrack time of year. My thing is, like, how competent do you think people are? Like, in a world of gross incompetence.
Andy.
How brilliant do you think, and I'm talking about thousands of people would have to be, in order to orchestrate a conspiracy on that
Andy,
level.
How long?
And make it look real.
Andy, how long have we worked? We worked
almost 6 years. Longer than that, because we worked together before.
We've been working together a long time. And we crack open these mics and everything, but a lot of conversations me and you have is when the mics are off, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of just deep conversations about life and kids and everything. And I ask you this all the time, I do. I ask you this so many times because I'm regular. I am. I'm a regular person.
We're both regular
guys. I've done some things that something that most people haven't. Sure. But I ask you this question. I was like, do people really believe that kind of stuff?
They do.
And that brings me back to, like, no, man, people ain't that crazy. You know what I mean? Like, because sometimes I truly get lost.
I know.
In some things, like, I'm like, people really believe that, huh? Really? Yeah. Like, I know I have myself in this little bubble isolation that, you know, but I come out of it to come to work.
Yeah, you went and got some...
Yeah.
$8 wings yesterday.
$8 wings yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the phrase? I got two new phrases that are really annoying, but I'm going to start saying, I'm outside. I was outside yesterday, Bunk. Hey. that drive me crazy. That right there. I'm outside. I was outside yesterday,
uh-huh.
which I'm always outside. I got to get in my car to come here.
Right.
But that's my new one.
But like the slang of
yes,
it. You were in public.
I'm outside.
Yeah, you're outside.
All right.
Uh-huh.
And nasty work. What the? That's why I like.
You're using these now?
Yeah, I'm using them now.
Huh, right? Okay.
Because I want to be cool. You remember?
Because that feels like keep that same energy.
I went from crashing out. I went from crashing out, Andy.
Giving people flowers.
To giving them flowers.
Uh-huh.
To now I'm outside.
Now you're outside.
And boy, that was some nasty work.
How come? Kids are rubbing off.
They rubbing off, man. I told you they versatile and getting on my damn nerves. Dad, that was some nasty work, man.
Like, God. Yeah, man.
That was some nasty work.
Yeah. No, it's people.
I'm outside.
People just decide to talk the same. Like some. I don't. My question with all this stuff is, who said it first, and then how did it become something that everyone says?
Yes.
Because like nasty work 10 years ago, if you would have said that, no one would have knew.
They might have thought you got some claps or something.
Like, oh, what's your job? They would have thought, you have a gross job? What do you work in the sewers?
Yeah, exactly.
No, nasty work. You know what I mean? Like, no. Now it's a very common phrase that people use.
Nasty work.
I don't know how that stuff happens.
I don't get it. But I'm outside, Bunk.
You were outside yesterday?
Yeah, I was outside yesterday.
Inside currently.
Yeah. but no, that's why, because, tell me this. The NFL, it feeds off of what? Our hunger for the game?
Yeah, I think it feeds on a lot of stuff, but I think it, like the reason why it's so popular right now, like what they've done, I think the main thing, and this is my belief of why football and college football and pro football in the United States are the most popular here. It's because the game's great. Like, just the game of football is amazing.
It's freaking awesome.
It's a great game.
It's freaking awesome.
It's a great game to watch. It's a great game to cover. It's really, really entertaining, and I think that's what it is. I think the reason it's the most popular right now is because the best athletes in the country play it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's physical and competitive, and people want that. Like, if you look at the history of sports that are popular or the most popular at the time, because it's been different ones at different times in this country and in other countries and all that kind of stuff. The sport that tends to be the most popular in that country at a given time is the one where the best athletes in that country play.
Yeah, but the thing about football is, and I go back to what
Mike... Not to say basketball players aren't great athletes, but I'm talking about physicality.
I think basketball players are the greatest athletes on the planet. That's just my opinion about it. But it goes back, I remember me and Mike Bell had this conversation a long time ago. We were talking about why soccer isn't great in this sport and other sport because it's first of all, it's cheap. I think football is the cheapest sport to play, meaning you don't got to be travel baseball, you ain't got to do all that damn AAU teams. You go to the park and play. The most expensive thing now that's irritating the heck out of me now, knowing that my son is going to play tackle football and this will be my first time buying helmets.
Oh,
and I'm just like, hold on,
yeah, I bet a helmet's not cheap.
No, it ain't, Bunk. Because I asked my mama this. I was like, when I played Little League, my man played for no equipment or none of that.
They gave it to you. Yeah, yeah.
Now you got to go out there and buy these expensive-ass helmets.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think the other
thing. You got enough hair?
He has a lot of hair.
A lot of hair. That could be padding.
That's concussion proof.
That's concussion proof.
I think the other thing that the NFL and college football have done really well is lean into like local tribalistic beliefs that people have. Make it about this is Atlanta. We're Atlanta. To hell with everybody else. This is what we believe, and this is our whatever. Like, we have to protect our turf, that kind of stuff. They've leaned into it, and it's been really effective.
Must protect this house.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
We and us, baby.
I tell Boone that every single day when I leave the house. That old Under Armour commercial, protect this house. I say that to Boone every day when I leave the house, just like that.
Does he hear you?
Yeah, he knows.
Okay.
He says, click, clack. People that got that. Shut up, Abe. We'll be right back with an AMA. No, we won't. Back page with Bo featuring Abe coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Trillville Thursday, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get to the back page in just a couple of minutes. Back into the big story of the day at 1 o'clock. Quite a few things have gone down in college football over the last week or so, including some of the reporting about how much revenue-sharing money UGA and other schools, but UGA specifically, is going to have for football, basketball, and other sports. We'll get into that. As well as Josh Brooks' comments on G-Day. Really, really love what he had to say about G-Day.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. And then an AMA is an hour from right now.
I know I missed a couple things in the NFL No Huddle. It was the Saints said they're sticking with Derek Carr, being their quarterback one.
You believe that, or is that just what you say this time of year?
I think it goes back to something that me and you said about the Saints last week. They might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they might as well let him play. You know, and because they're going to be bad, and they're going to have so much money and all that, they might as well let him.
You're going to have to pay him either way.
Yes. Yeah,
you need a quarterback. My only thing is he might be too good.
Yeah, so you might as well do that one.
If this year's quarterback class was last year's quarterback class, do you think that would change the Saints? Like, the fact that there's only two guys.
Yeah, that's, I think,
where are they drafting?
The
8 or 9.
No, the way that this quarterback class is, it's going to change a lot of the teams that need quarterbacks this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going to look at it from a standpoint, well, what is next year's class?
Right.
Especially when you talk about teams that got first year head coaches or the Giants with Brian Daboll.
Right. coaches that desperately need to win so they don't get fired.
Exactly. So why would I go grab a quarterback now?
Right. If we don't, we got to win. Period.
Well, yes.
Context doesn't matter.
Just have to win. Look at the Bears.
Yeah.
Last year should have fired Matt Eberflus. Started all the way over.
Yep.
So why would you go draft a quarterback into that?
Yeah. No, that's right. Now the Saints have all the right ingredients for just getting rid of as much of the salary cap problems as they have.
Yes.
And then getting to the draft next year where it's supposed to be quarterback rich.
Like,
we don't know, but it seems like it probably will be.
Now, with me saying that, I'm trying to get Arch.
Yeah, yeah. So, if that's what I'm
trying to get Arch. I think Derek Carr can win too many more games.
That's my problem.
So let me go get Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, that's my main issue with Carr.
Yes.
He's like, he's too good for what we need.
Exactly.
Like, well, I'll pay him to go away and start Jake Haener.
I wouldn't even start Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, put Haener in there, try to win two games, and make sure we get Arch Manning. And we can reset the deal with a Manning in New Orleans?
Yes.
Come on.
That's,
I think, I don't know. We solved that problem for him a couple weeks ago. I will say this. I was thinking about this last night, just kind of looking at some of the mock drafts and guys working out at the combine and all of that. And I think people have changed their thoughts on this because of what went down with Kirk Cousins. But as much crap as the Falcons took nationally last year for signing Cousins and then drafting Penix, I know we're happy that they drafted Penix now because of what happened with Cousins, but think about just in terms of what this draft is, too.
Yes.
Like, because they'd be drafting 15th either way. You know what I mean? And if they didn't have Michael Penix, then obviously the Cousins thing is done. Maybe you'd just be bringing him back. Like, maybe that's what
it would be. Yes, if Michael Penix isn't the quarterback here, Kirk Cousins would probably come
but
back.
But say all the Kirk Cousins stuff has happened the same way, so you're moving on.
Right.
Then what are we doing right now? Like, I was thinking, that's what I was thinking. It's like, that'd be a dark
they
time.
Trade?
We'd be talking about Stafford, right? Mm-hmm. Like maybe trying to do something like that.
He loves his time at Georgia.
Maybe you'd be like crazy enough to talk yourself into Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Or then you'd be like, I don't know, Jackson Dart looked pretty good against Georgia.
Yes, that's
maybe
the
you
one.
Can trade back.
That's the one.
But all conversations that I'm thankful that we don't have to entertain.
Yes.
You know who the quarterback is.
Right.
Seems like he's going to be very good. Hopefully he's amazing. So, again, as much as things have gone wrong for sure over the last handful of years under Terry Fontenot, they got the quarterback. So how the process in which they got here is not like the greatest process ever, but the result was pretty good. So thankful for that, given what the alternative could have been. All right, let's get to the back page with Abe. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Abe.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Abe.
I brought some of this audio to you yesterday. A little bit of it is new as well. But going back to that Illinois-Duke basketball game, they really – it was 50 points, right? Like – poor Gus and Gus Johnson and Jim Jackson, they really ran out of...
This is where the conversation... This is where I started telling too many personal secrets yesterday.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So I'm gonna try to keep it together today.
This is where that she let everybody know.
Somehow the Duke-Illinois game led to all of that.
Yes.
So
here we are again,
24 hours later. I'm going to try to keep it together today.
I think it's a little bit more innocent, but Gus Johnson has a definitive favorite style of pizza.
Oh. Hey, Jimmy, Chicago, Detroit, or New York pizza?
Oh, that's easy.
Really? Oh, New York.
Oh, come on.
Hey, no question. The square pizzas in Detroit is cool.
Oh, okay.
Which is Chicago, sometimes too thick.
Yes.
New York?
Here's your New York pizza, brother. Go ahead.
I'm on a diet. Hey, you know, I can eat pizza.
If that was Detroit pizza, you'd eat it.
No, I would.
Right here.
If it was Detroit pizza, it'd be like 12,000 squares here.
God.
What are you talking about?
Okay, I never knew that about Detroit pizza. First time I ever had. I didn't realize that they have the square pizza. That's, that's their thing. Like,
yep, that's their thing.
Okay, never knew. I've had Chicago pizza, style pizza plenty of times. It's all right.
I really like it, I can't get it every time.
Yeah,
like, if we're ordering pizza, my assumption is it's going to be... I don't know. It's New York, just regular style pizza.
It's big triangles.
Big triangles. Yeah. It's not that
a little thinner, maybe
thinner. Okay,
some.
But like
places,
that's when you order the New York style
pizza, though.
Generally, the normal style of pizza. I like a deep dish pizza every once in a while, but it's like on occasion,
right?
You know, I'm not doing it every time.
Also going on, as you guys talked about, the NFL Combine, coaches are making their rounds away to various media members, and including new coaches. And Ben Johnson, he's willing to do pretty much anything to get the Chicago Bears a Super Bowl.
If there was a button that you could press, and if you press the button, the Bears would win 10 Super Bowls, but one random Bears fan would die. Would you press that button?
Can I not just give a body part instead?
Yeah.
Pinky?
Yeah, yeah. Which
pinky
body part would you sacrifice?
Well, I've got the three kids. My wife is already telling me what okay I need to do next.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
I guess we can go with yeah the testicles.
That
right
testicles.
Damn.
Damn.
You didn't,
hang on.
You sound
good.
Whoa. You didn't have to do both of them. You could have just said
just
one.
One's fine.
Okay, just one.
Okay.
What?
Does he know a vasectomy is not, they don't take them?
Does he realize that?
Guys, he's all in.
He's, well,
something.
Yeah, he's all.
He ain't on something.
He's all without soon. But did he? Because he just said we've got three kids, and we're talking about. Does he know that a vasectomy is not a? It's not a removal.
I mean, he's focused on football.
They just
right
go in there, and I don't know what they do. Disconnect a hose or something. I don't know what it is, but that's probably what it is. Something medical. You know,
I don't like the fact that a question of having to lose limbs for something good to happen.
Yeah.
It's just, well, that was his suggestion. Yeah, the question they asked
is, it could just be bad. You know what? It could be bad if I got to lose a limb for my team to win a game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I will never sacrifice anything. George already won a championship. But for anything, I will never, for like an accomplishment, like sports. I'm not cutting nothing off.
Not a
or
limb.
Sacrifice. I'm not doing none of that.
That was his suggestion. The question, no, though, was one random Bears fan has to die.
Why would I want somebody to die?
Yeah.
Because you get 10 Super Bowls.
I can't do that.
I can't kill nobody.
Can't kill anybody. Because you never know who it's. What if it's a really old Bears fan? You know? Like a really old.
Like if it was like.
Hallis is gone.
I'm going to say, like, one of Hallis's homegirls, like.
Like one of the. Like Gene Hackman. Passed away last night or recently, whatever, at 95.
Yes.
Now there's some mystery surrounding that because also his wife and dog died. Maybe there was a gas leak, whatever, but like.
They keep saying no foul play.
Say you got a 95. But my problem is this. Like, if you've been a lifelong Bears fan,
uh-huh,
do they get to see the first Super Bowl before they die or do they have to die first?
Well, that doesn't matter to me here.
It matters to me because
you got to go for the cause.
I want to see all of them. The one thing about, and you know, we just talking about Gene Hackman, is I like Hoosiers. Now, I don't like Hoosiers more than some people that I know.
Yes, Hoosiers is like religious for some people.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's a cool
it's
movie.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie. Now, I've met people who, like you said, it's. Yeah.
It's like, all right.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Pump
the brakes.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie, but damn. And that's what happened when he passed away. That was the first thing I thought about. I was like, oh, hell, here come all these damn Hoosier people.
What's your favorite Gene Hackman movie?
Hoosiers?
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's it?
I don't know. There's a lot of them. He's so good. Royal Tenenbaums, he was hilarious in that movie.
I love, you know what I like him?
Mississippi Burning, he was so good in that movie.
He was.
The movie
was
really
good.
No
Way Out, he was awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was in, what was the one, was he in Crimson Tide?
Yes.
God, that movie was good.
Yes.
The Firm, really good. He's just in a lot of good movies.
Yes. But, yeah, he's known for Hoosiers.
Yeah. Yeah, people know, and people love Hoosiers.
Yes.
Sure do.
You're a Hoosier lover?
Definitely Abe loves Hoosiers.
Yeah, of course. I also went to college in Indiana, not because of the movie,
right,
but like,
but
you're talking
though
about the people who like.
Oh yeah, you are
a little bit above and beyond.
You literally
like, the
are
love
a
of
Hoosier
that movie,
right?
It's those people.
Right.
You never talk about it.
What?
I just mentioned it.
I know, but like, you know, you went to Georgia. Everybody knows that for various reasons.
If people listen,
I talk
they
about
know
UW all the time.
Yeah,
can't shut up about it. Even BU,
yes.
I've been blabbing about lately.
Well,
never
talk to know.
Never talks about the Hoosiers.
You want to know.
But it took me a while because, like, again, Abe used to work in the morning. So very rarely did I get to hear Abe unless I was doing something in the morning. But I always – there's two things I always thought when I first took a job here at 929
Can I guess what the
what
two
they,
things
what,
are?
Because
I think I know what
they
are. That Abe went to Florida and Bo Morgan went to Florida.
Yes, Bo Morgan.
When, I thought
when,
that too.
When Wendy was here, I thought
Wendy went to Florida.
I thought my man M.O., I thought he went to Georgia. This is my thought process behind just not knowing because, again, I have this bubble. I always thought, and that's just, again, me being away from other stuff.
Right.
I always thought that you root for the school that you went to.
I've been very open that I didn't go to Florida.
Again, I didn't know
that.
It's kind of weird how it's all Florida, too.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong with y'all?
Wendy, Bo, and
I can't speak for them and why they were. For me, it was just because my father went to Florida.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's my direct.
Why don't you go to Florida then, Abe?
I thought the major mattered.
Yeah, no, you got duped, like all of us.
Guess what didn't matter?
The big major. Lie they told us about college undergraduate majors.
Yeah, didn't matter.
You know what you should do is go into debt for it. All right, where do I sign?
Oh, yeah, that's another one. He was Shay Falco's
yeah, he was replacement.
Yeah, that's right.
What a horrible damn move.
Because Abe's doing, can I tease it? We won't have to do it. Can I tease the topic that
if
you're going to
you want,
do?
Sure.
Abe's got a topic coming up this weekend off of Gene Hackman's death. Inspired by Gene Hackman's death, about greatest sports movie actors.
Okay.
Like, who are the greatest sports movie actors of all time?
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, yeah. I put Omar Epps because he's the most versatile.
That's what the first
said.
One that Andy
he played
said.
Every sport.
He played every sport.
He played every sport.
That's how many movies, though? Like, we can do a very short.
What do you mean? He was a baseball player?
Major League Two.
Right, so Major League Two.
Although that movie was not
right.
Good.
He was a college football player.
Yeah.
Program.
Yep.
He was a basketball player.
Loving basketball.
Yeah. Yep.
And
the program and Loving Basketball are good.
Because here's what you'll run into, Randy, and it's not about the athlete. It's about each actor's resume of sports movies, right?
You didn't know there were rules.
Well, there's rules.
How much time we got left this game?
Randy.
You know what, Abe?
There's always rules.
Save it for the people, baby.
I got one more piece of sound. I want to get out. Yeah, we're doing Sports Jeopardy.
If you
want to
hear more on that topic, though.
What time are you on? What time?
Abe's on Sunday.
Sunday, 2 to 6.
2 to 6.
But speaking of legendary college basketball coaches, Mr. Hurley over in UConn was fielding questions yesterday, and I think he kind of misunderstood what the purpose of this one was.
I mean, I think the press has been on me the whole year. I thought you meant just people acting far worse than me. What was that? I didn't know what you were talking about there. I'm sorry.
So. Someone asked him how he's been handling the press, and he kind of just went off on, like, the media, the press.
The media, but
that's
the
question about, like, your team on the floor when teams press you.
On the floor.
This dude.
That's a sensitive fella.
This
dude has become such a
short
damn
short fuse on that one.
He's a back-to-back national championship winning coach
right now.
This
dude has become such a, like, everybody's against me type. You know what?
Pretty
whatever.
Weird.
Whatever.
Pretty weird. The other thing, too, is we didn't talk about it that much because we don't talk that much about college basketball. But a couple weeks ago when he cussed at the ref and said, I'm the best coach in the sport.
Yes.
It's not even true. Rick Pitino coaches at St. John's.
Boy, I remember how some Georgia people were like, no, we don't want him up there at Georgia. I was like, really? Okay.
I don't know why.
To be fair, they did lose that head-to-head, St. John's.
Well, that's true. Georgia did beat St.
John's.
They
did beat them. And your point.
And now St. John's has figured it out.
And enjoy the bubble.
That's a good basketball team, man. Just like all the teams that he coaches always are. But whatever. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us on a Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.